Well, good afternoon, all. I hope you had a good lunch. We have time now scheduled for the gospel. If there is any who at this time is still beset by fears due to the troublesome times in which we live, due to the circumstances that are in the world today, we trust that the Spirit of God would use the Word this afternoon to speak to your heart. Our brother Verrill Solon is going to bring the gospel, and we ask the Lord for much blessing, and that the Spirit of God would really speak to the heart of any who do not yet know the Lord Jesus as Savior. Thank you.
Amen. First, just let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Oh, blessed, we are reminded of that hymn, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in every believer's ear. It soothes sorrows, heals our wounds, and drives away all our fears. Blessed Lord, we think of all of those who are listening, who are wounded at this time. We think of all of those who are listening, who are troubled. We think of those who are listening, who are hungry in soul. But Lord Jesus, we know that we are weak, but thou art strong, and that thou art ever faithful. We would ask that as thy word goes forth, that it would go forth in power, truth, and in simplicity. And we ask for the saving of souls. We thank thee, Lord, in thy name. Amen.
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 God is truly wonderful. And I would like to read a passage to begin with from the book of Luke. Luke chapter 15. And I'm going to read Luke chapter 15, beginning from verse 8. Verses 8 to 10, I'll read first. Either that woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. And I also want to read further in the chapter, verse 20. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran, and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. I just want to welcome everyone once again to this call, and I would just ask that the Lord would provide a blessing on each person and each family that's listening to the call, for the good news of salvation is going to go forth by the Spirit of God. We know that the Gospels present the Lord Jesus in four different ways. In the book of Matthew, it presents him as the king. And in Mark, it presents him as the servant. And in Luke, it presents him as the Son of Man. And in John, as the Son of God. And if we look at how, and I like the way the book of Luke, and I have divided it this way, that chapters 1 to 4 speak of Christ as the perfect obedient man. And chapters 4 to 17 speaks of Christ as the Savior of sinners. And chapters 18 to 24, that restoration could be found through the sacrifice of Calvary. And I have read from the division of the part in chapter 15 where Christ is seen as the Savior of sinners. And in the introduction this morning, Brother Elias rightly said that when we look at the times and we look at the times that we are living in, if ever men, women, boys and girls need a Savior, it is today. I'm sure, just like me, that you have experienced deaths like never before. In my own family, we had an aunt that passed away due to COVID. Just a few weeks ago, I had one of my first cousins who passed away at a young age because of cancer. I have seen so many saints pass away this year, more than ever before. I have seen more co-workers pass away than ever before. And then there is the violence. Oh, there is so much violence, so much cries for justice and injustice. We see such anxiety and depression and fear upon the people today. Now, if you know me personally, you know that I am a brother who likes to proclaim the good news of salvation. But I tell you that during this time of COVID-19, that the Lord has impressed upon me more than ever before that men and women, boys and girls need a Savior, that the gospel must go forth, that the fact that people need to know that there is a Savior and that Jesus saves. It says in verse 18, in verse 8, that she light a candle. And if you read the new translation, I like it a little better. It says, she light a lamp. And I'm reminded in Psalms 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You see, what this country, what North America, what Europe, what this world needs is not a cure-all vaccine, but we need God's word. We need light in these dark times. I keep hearing on the news the reporters asking, what is this one saying? What is that one saying? What is the prime minister saying? What is the president saying? What is the judges saying? What are the courts saying? But I ask you simply, what is God saying? And I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is speaking. And are you listening? I believe that one of the things that God is saying to man is that I am in control, that I am in charge. God is in control, my friend. We see that in this main, in this passage that I read first, that the main character is a woman. And when we go and we look in God's word, we see that right here, even in the book of Luke, that there is an emphasis placed on the woman. 24 times woman or womanhood is mentioned in the book of Luke. There is an emphasis there. But when you look at women in scripture, there's usually the thought and is usually found that the woman is a type of the church of God. And as the church of God, I believe that it is our responsibility to reach lost souls through the gospel. You know, I can only reflect on my Christian life and on my spiritual life. And I can tell you that what has made a difference for me has been praying and encouraging sisters. And I say this to say that sisters, saints, if ever a time that we need prayer, it's now. If ever a time we need to be found on our knees, it's now. It's ever a time we need to pray for our families, it's now. If ever a time we need to pray for our children, it's now. If ever a time we need to pray for the saints, it's now. Oh, that we would be found seeking the Lord. It says that she lost a piece of silver. And to me, this is a picture of the truth that every sinner, and let me repeat that, every sinner has value in his sight. Every woman, every man, every boy, every girl, you have value. Why do I say this? Even this morning during our prayer meeting, a brother prayed, and he said in his prayer, how many today feel so down, so discouraged, so depressed, and feel like giving up. But I'm here to tell you that if you are on this call this afternoon, and I hear this many times when I share the word of God with others, I say this heartfelt. You are not insignificant to the Lord. I often hear people tell me, no one cares. No one listens. And I hear this the most. No one knows how I feel. But I'm here to tell you this afternoon that Jesus cares. And that he considers you valuable. That he does not consider you insignificant. Oh, he considers you so valuable that he left the very heights of glory. And he came into this scene, and oh, how men mocked him. How men ill-treated him. How men spit on him. The very creator. And then he went to a cross of Calvary. And oh, how he suffered at the hands of unrighteous men. But even more than that, how he suffered at the hands of a sin-hating and righteous God. Oh, he considered you valuable because he did it for you and for me. Oh, and that's the good news. But let me say this. The good news does not stop at Calvary. The good news does not stop at the tomb. The good news is that Christ is alive and that he is risen and that he is seated at God's right hand. Oh, when you turn on the television and you turn on the radio, all you hear is bad news. It says, the scripture says that the piece of silver was lost in the house. You know, I'm going to come a little closer to say that this speaks to me as a parent. How many of our children are lost in the house? Yes, yes, we want them to have the best education. Yes, we want them to have a great job. Yes, we want them to have security. But what about the security of their soul's salvation? I tell you, many young people are lost in the house. You may be on this call this afternoon and you may be a young person. Yes, you're saying, oh, I attend the conferences. I attend the camps. I attend Sunday school. I go to meetings with my parents, with my family. But if you have not had a personal touch with the Lord Savior, our Lord and Savior, you see, salvation is personal. It's personal because your dad's salvation cannot save you. Your mother's salvation cannot save you. Your sister's salvation cannot save you. Your uncle's salvation. can't save you. You need to have a personal one-on-one with the Lord Jesus. You need to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Brethren, we need to recognize there are many, many children, many of our own children, many young people who are lost in the house. Oh, we need to reach out. Oh, we need to have our children saved for eternity. It goes on to say that she swept the house. You know, when you start to sweep, the dust starts to fly and things start to become a little uncomfortable. Things start to become unpleasant when you start sweeping that dust. You see, you just can't hide all these things in the corner of a house and let them accumulate like dust. I believe that the Lord is saying to you this afternoon that it's time to sweep away all that accumulated dust. It's time to put away all your fear. And we had it just now, because fear is a tool of the enemy. And I don't mean godly fear, but I mean that fear that makes you scared. It's time to sweep away all your anxiety. It's time to put away and to sweep away all your own thoughts. Not God's thoughts, but your thoughts. It's time to put them away. It's time to put away all your own ideas. And as the brother said before, just trust him. And I would put it this way. Put away all the dust and begin to trust. You see, only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. For he will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Oh, my time is limited. And I want to go to the other portion that I read. And I read from verses 20 to 24 about the prodigal son. And I want to focus on the return of the son. And I thought of this because every year, my family and I, we travel to a part of Pennsylvania, not too far from the New Freedom meeting in Lancaster, and we see the display of the tabernacle first, and then we go to Sight and Sound, and we catch one of the plays, but we weren't able to go this year because of COVID. But the last time we were there, they had a skit on the prodigal son. And what caught my eye was that everyone was paying attention and laughing when the son was there with the pigs, and they were looking at when he was living a riotous life. But my eye caught on the corner of the stage where they had the father. And through all that was going on, the father just stood there looking out. Let me say this. The father's arms are always open wide. And I ask you the question, why is his arm so open wide? Because forgiveness has been paid by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, the father saw him when he was a way off. You may feel this afternoon that you're a way off, but God's arms are open wide. You may be afar off, but his arms are open wide. The son said, I will arise and I will go. You know, there is no reason to wait. We've been hearing so much about this vaccine. And you know what they're saying about the vaccine? Oh, we have to decide who gets first, who gets second. We got to establish a waiting list. But with the Lord Jesus, there is no waiting list. Oh, he said, come now. The sun came. They said on the news, I saw it on CNN, that 45 million Americans during this weekend will not be able to eat properly. But you know what the son said? He said, I will go to the Father because there's bread enough to spare. Oh, my friend, with the Lord Jesus, there is bread enough to spare. There's no lines to wait. Just come to him. You know, they had a food pantry right here in my neighborhood, and people lined up and lined up. And you know what happened? There were so many people, the food ran out, and they had to give vouchers. But with the Lord Jesus, oh, with the Father, there's bread enough to spare. Oh, there's nothing, no food that runs out. If you're hungry in your soul this afternoon, there's bread enough to spare. Just come as you are. The son came in his tattered clothes, and he came just as he was. He left all his regrets, all his mistakes behind, and I'm saying to you to leave all your regrets. Leave all your mistakes behind. Leave all your sorrows. Leave all your addictions. Leave all your anxieties. Leave all your fears behind. And leave them at the feet of Jesus, for his arms are open wide. You are of value. It's time to bring all your sorrows and all your fears, and to trade them for joy. I know my time is gone, but I just want to end by saying this, that the woman who lost the coin said, come, rejoice with me. The father said, let us eat and be merry. You see, the joy of salvation begins here on earth, but rejoicing will go on through eternity. Oh, that you leave all your fears behind. Stop being scared. You are of value. As was quoted in the conference, his perfect love casts out all fears. Oh, may the Lord add a blessing for his name's sake. And if you have questions, if you want to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, please feel free to reach out to any of the brothers. And we can show you from the Word of God, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you can be saved. Oh, may the Lord add a blessing to his word for his name's sake. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Brother Valens, for that word. And if there's any who have been listening to the words of our brother, the good news, the gospel, and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus as Savior, please remember some of the things our brother pointed out, that you are valuable to God. Doesn't matter what others might think, maybe what you even think of yourself. But to God, you are valuable. How we know that? He gave his son the best gift of all. And the Lord Jesus came and died and took your place, as it were, paid the price you never could have paid so that you might be saved. Again, our brother said that the woman did not give up. The father did not give up. God has not given up on you. You heard it, their outstretched arms. He's waiting. There's a welcome waiting for you this afternoon. And we trust that you would respond. Oh, dear friend, do not let this conference end without coming to know the Lord Jesus as Savior. You've been hearing about fears and those who are terrified and afraid. But there's also that wonderful side of God's love. And there's wonderful hope for those who would put their trust in our blessed Lord Jesus. So we pray, we trust that you would do so before it is forever too late. Shall we close in a word of prayer?